At about 3 a.m. Eastern Time, Tony Abbott spoke to the Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Prime Minister's office says the President said all the right things, but his words now need to be matched by action. The two agreed to future calls, and the Prime Minister will continue to talk to the President to ensure pressure is maintained. Tony Abbott spoke about the call on Sydney radio station 2GB.
He did say all the right things. He said all the right things, and now we need him to be as good as his word. Now, I'm not going to have this conversation and say, well, oh, that's nice. President Putin has said everything will work out fine and just accept that. I'm now going to try to ensure that as far as Australia humanly can, we insist upon these things happening. And
so do you believe, as you're speaking to me now, following these conversations, that a representative designated by you or representatives representing the dead Australians will have immediate access to the crash site and that the crime scene is being preserved?
I want all that to happen, and I am talking about the means that are necessary to ensure that happens, Alan. You know, we're not sitting here wishing it. We are doing our best to secure it. We are doing our best to bring this about. The last footage, Alan, that I've seen, which I presume is the most up-to-date footage that's available, the site is being treated more like a garden clean-up than a forensic investigation, and this is completely unacceptable. There has been some improvement. It does seem that Ukrainian government officials are now being allowed some access to the site, but there is still a hell of a long way to go before anyone could be satisfied with the way that site is currently being treated, let alone the way it was previously treated.
The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott. Well, there is a statement about the telephone call between the two leaders now on the Kremlin website. It says, Russian President expressed his sincere condolences on the death of Australian citizens in the crash. Vladimir Putin gave Tony Abbott detailed information about steps taken by the Russian side to promote the organisation of an international investigation into the circumstances of the crash. Both sides stressed the importance to the completion of the investigation to avoid politicised statements in connection with the tragedy.